Every 17 years, cicadas rupture the earth. And if this were a novel, it would mean something when my mother said she's worried about their natural predators, the copperhead snakes that blend into tree bark so you don't see them until it's too late. I would feel a slithering in my gut, the instinctual ache of a plot set in motion. The summer would be plum lipstick smudged on wine glasses, crying on the porch. At the cocktail party, I'd stare at my high-heel blistered feet and wish I could be softer, kinder, all ingenue. I'd brave the August heat to visit the Vermeers, and on the subway back, the backs of my thighs sticking to plastic seats, I'd wonder how all these male artists can crack themselves open and find a hard gem of meaning. When I crack myself open, all I find is mist and refracted light, nebulous gas that could never form a world. And every day, the thrumming would grow louder, the sound of rhythmless wings beating still night air unseen, a dark river alluding to the inevitable end. And if this were a novel, I'd say, I don't hear them. Say, it doesn't make me uncomfortable to think about how they'll be devoured. Everything needs to survive. I would never talk about the dreams of the oaks and their iridescent veins twisting like a myth where the trees are women who come back. Or I'd say it means nothing. Say, I have no idea what's coming for me. But I can tell you the truth. I know it already, have always known. Time coils back on itself. 17 years ago, I was a child splitting rocks in the garden. I watched quartz spew out in all directions like hard, glinting eyes that have witnessed their own Big Bang. I pressed my palm to the earth, and I knew that under everything, everything, there is a hissing.